This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He is the author of the column Culture Club that can be found at FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, welcome back. It's hard to believe that the 2000s are already old enough to where you can legitimately have a list of the best songs of the 2000s so far. But we're more than 11 years in. VH1 did that.
Yeah, they did it last week, and I thought it was really fun because I'm a sucker for those VH1 marathons of, 100 greatest this or 100 greatest that or best of the 90s or I love the 80s or whatever. And so you do look, and some of them are a little odd here and there, but for the most part, it's pretty sound, and there's a few stinkers in there. But all in all, I thought it was a really... I'm a sucker for nostalgia, so
it's interesting. You can find the list now online as well. So, what do you think of the list? It's topped with the Beyonce Jay-Z song "Crazy in Love."
Yeah, it's interesting because when they had a lot of music critics vote and music industry people, and then they also had a list of, say, 500 songs online on VH1.com, and everyday people could vote, and I voted. For my, top choices, and Crazy in Love was my top choice too. So I was kind of surprised that that ended up being number one because I thought there might be some other things that would come across higher than that. But, in the end, I was really glad that it did. And I think that it's a real, game changer because I remember when it first came on, it was so aggressive with its horn section, and it was really the debut of her, Beyonce. And
not as part of
a group like she had been. It was her debut as a solo artist, and she kind of ruled the decade as far as that's concerned. So, and then just the way the whole album or the whole song is put together and produced, I think it's a real game changer as far as pop music.
So. And it's a very, when you look at the list that these people put together that voted on and VH1 showed, it reminds me much of the 1960s, mm-hmm. where obviously rap didn't exist in the 60s, but you would have a Motown song up next to a singer-songwriter kind of song. And when you look at this list, you'll see U2.
Right.
You'll see Coldplay.
Right.
But then you see Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And a lot of Beyonce, a lot of Jay-Z.
Yeah. Well, they really did dominate. And I think, there were a few that surprised me that they were as low as they were. Not that I'm a huge Britney Spears fan, but I kind of thought Toxic would be way up there in the top five just because it was so infectious.
See, funny, Toxic being infectious. Of all the songs that are in the top 20, I saw that and went, really? That even matters? It, I remember it was on the radio a lot, but that seems... I don't think that's a song that will be remembered as well 20 years from now as
some of the other choices.
Right.
Right. That one was one that surprised me that it was low. The other one that surprised me that was low, and I really thought, I didn't put it in my top choice, but I thought it was definitely a top 10, and I really felt like it probably was going to be number one, was Gnarls Barkley's Crazy, and I think it came in at 14.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really surprised by that because I know a lot of people, feel like that was the seminal pop album of the decade.
That's what I would have picked. As my number one.
Yeah, but now some of the other choices that were up high, as we said, Beyonce's Crazy in Love was number one, but there were other choices that were way up there. I know that number two is Outkast, Hey Ya, mm-hmm. and that definitely... It's funny that song would be so high and so well regarded, and yet it's a song that sounds nothing new or like something that should have been in the decade.
Right, right.
And the same thing could be said for Crazy in Love in a way, because when it came out, it sounded almost retro in a way with the horn section and everything. And so I think it's funny that those two songs are so high up on the list, one and two, and yet they don't sound, what we would think of as new or cutting edge. Other songs that were up high in the list were Eminem's Lose Yourself, mm-hmm. which, is an Oscar winner.
Right.
Not that he accepted, but it is an Oscar winner. Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone, which I definitely agree would be way up there. I think that's it's just such an infectious pop song.
Which is what this list really has a lot of. And you look back on the music from 2000, 2010, and these songs, and if you listen to pop radio at all, almost all of these are ingrained, you know, in your brain, into Club by 50 Cent and things like that.
Lady Gaga.
Right.
Yeah.
TikTok.
She was definitely up there, yeah.
It seems overwhelmingly upbeat.
Right.
Fast. There aren't that many slower songs on
this
list.
There's a few that surprised me, like Johnny Cash is Hurt.
I'm so glad that was
on there. Bruce Springsteen's The Rising.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, and people could definitely look at a list like that and say, this is ridiculous or this is silly, but it is popular songs.
Right.
So let's not try to say it's the best song. There's no Dixie Chicks, or there's no, I think there's one Chili Peppers representation, but,
right.
You know, this is popular songs. And so, yeah, I mean, down around the bottom, you're going to get some kind of silly stuff like, you know, Pussycat Dolls or Cisco or something like that. But, you know, up towards the top, you really do start to look. And I think that the best songs on the list, and when I'm trying to think of what I think are my favorites of these, I look and say, which ones could I hear on the radio right now and not want to drive off the edge of the road?
Exactly.
And I think Crazy in Love is a great song, Since You've Been Gone. Those songs, you know, they're the ones that, although they've been played to death, they're still, you know, really great songs at their root.
Much like you hear, I heard it through the grapevine now.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Gaye, and you go, oh, that's a great song.
Right.
Or Al Green or something like that. I think many on this list, 20 years from now, you'll hear and go, oh, that was a great song.
Yeah.
When you look at this list and you'll see something like Crazy by Gnarls Barkley and Hurt by Johnny Cash, Rehab, Amy Winehouse,
mm-hmm.
and then Norah Jones, are there any stations left? Because 30, 40 years ago, those would have all been top hits and you could have heard them on the same station. Is there a radio station? Are there many radio stations that would play Don't Know Why by Norah Jones backed up by Hollaback Girl? They're both popular songs.
It's still amazing to me that Norah Jones got radio play. I mean, it's still that shocking to me. And some of these songs that I looked at and I say, it's still shocking to me. I mean, they're good artists. She certainly was helped by the Grammys. They're great artists. But the fact that they got radio play is shocking to me. And I think that that is a testament to what you're saying, which is it's amazing to me that they could find 100 songs to put on the list, because if you listen to popular radio right now,
it's so segmented.
Well, and you would also think that there are only 5 songs released
right.
per year, because it's the same songs over and over and over. And I don't have to tell our listeners that. But, you know, I would encourage our listeners who, you know, aren't going to be the ones that roll their eyes at pop music. I would encourage them to look at the list and listen to the albums, because I would venture to say the top 20 or so, they're pretty good songs and they're good representations and they're songs that you can hear years from now and go, that's still a good song.
And I think you'll look back and say, you know what? 2000 to 2010,
wasn't that,
that
bad.
Was a pretty good decade
yeah.
for pop music.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Any decade that can give us Crazy in Love and Umbrella, and, you know, you can roll your eyes at those songs, but at their heart, you know, they're really well-produced songs, and so it wasn't that shabby.
Good for tapping the dashboard.
There you go.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.